This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from a star first associated with country music. Things have changed for Dolly Parton.
Hey, girl, I want to give you some friendly advice. He's got you crying, oh, he's done it again. He's made a date and he didn't show. You know he's done this to you so many times. When you gonna let him go? He doesn't treat you like a lover should. He can be so downright cool. Can't understand why you're hanging with him. Girl, don't you be a fool. Go on and dump the dude.
Dump the dude.
You know he's got a rotten attitude.
Attitude.
He always leaves you in a crying mood. Take my advice.
Dolly Parton is one of those pop stars whose pervasive familiarity has bred a certain amount of contempt. I think it would be hard to find many people who claim a serious interest in popular music who also admire Dolly Parton. Over the years, she's turned herself into a cartoonish exaggeration of a pop sex symbol. I like to think that I'm an exception to this rule, even if Parton's worst excesses try my patience. To hear her new album, Rainbow, you'd never know that Parton was, almost 20 years ago, an excellent country music songwriter. She composed meticulous story songs about her hard life on a farm in Locust Ridge, Tennessee, and sang them in a sweet soprano. These days, that voice is still the same, but it's being used to deliver songs written, most of the time, by others. And the music is pop, not country, such as Parton's new interpretation of Smokey Robinson's Two Lovers.
Well, I've got two.
I think that song suggests what's good and bad about Dolly Parton's new album. Her singing is just fine. It's a vocal performance that does a good job of conveying the romantic ambivalence that Smokey Robinson was suggesting in his lyric. But the music and production by Steve Goldstein is at once slick and vague, with mushy percussion and wispy synthesizers that do little to support Parton. In this sense, Rainbow is typical of the kind of albums country music stars record when they want to go pop, or in industry slang, cross over. Rather than offend her country music fans by committing some raucous rock and roll, Parton finds gentle pop songs that are characterized chiefly by their harmlessness. It's also highly significant, I think, that when Parton does write a song these days, her only subject matter is her own stardom. That's the entire subject of Could I Have Your Autograph? If Dolly Parton weren't such a disarming performer, it would be nothing less than an insult for her to have written that song, a treacly speculation on what her fans are thinking when they approach her for an autograph. It's not as if Parton has lost touch with her talent. Last year, the album she recorded with Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris, called Trio, contains some of Parton's best, most pure country singing. And it's not as if there's anything wrong with being impure about pop music. The best song on Rainbow is a fine, catchy tune indeed, called The River Unbroken.
Waiting for the train to come. I keep waiting for the train to come. Dreaming of the river and the rising sun. I keep thinking about the world to come. Oh!
keep waiting for the train to come. Keeping my appointment with the one who lives in the heart of everything that is. All night, sleeping in a station. My God, it's hard not to be a patient. I watch through the windows of forgiveness. I cry, but my word's my only witness. Oh, 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 where is the river unbroken? Oh, 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 when will the whistle blow?
You could say that Dolly Parton is a victim of her own success, having achieved prominence as a recording artist, a movie actress, a pin-up queen, and the star of her own TV variety show, she's become a facile celebrity. These days, people are more apt to remark on how much weight she's lost rather than how well she sings. At the same time, she creates just enough good work to let us all know that there's still an artist laboring beneath all that glitter.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.